Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, May the 31st, wow, end of the month, Tuesday, May the 31st, 2016, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to introduce the new series entitled The Seven Seals. The Seven Seals of the Serpent, or The Seven Seals of Satan, is a new series that starts on June the 1st. I think that's tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. Starts on June the 1st, again, same time, at about 12 noon. We're starting a new seven-hour series. We also have a new book or workbook to accompany that series, like the last series, so we want to add more value. So what I've been doing and what I've started doing is with each new series, I'm adding a new book or a new workbook to make sure that you have some, not only some pictures or some images, but also to be able to follow along from a linguistics point of view, or from, you know, everybody learns differently. The goal is one day to start adding, you know, audio and video to that. So as I grow, I want to continue to add more value and to continue to add more ways of learning. because the more of the five senses that we use during the learning process, the more information that one obtains or the one that a person can hold on to. So today, my brothers and sisters, we want to talk about this new series. Wow. This new series, brothers and sisters, as you may or may not know, we've been slowly talking about the seven seals. And these seven words start with the letter S, or the seven keys or the seven things that keeps us trapped in this dimension. And so the reason why this series is so important, just like the last series when we talked about the biological Christ within you. So we use your biology or we use your body to prove what the Bible talks about. Now, that's really difficult because most people are either for science and they don't like the Bible, or they are for the Bible and they don't like science. So what I have done and what I do is I combine the two. Everybody tells me that can't be done. So for everything that I have revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified is verifiable and provable scientifically and scripturally. As we talked about in the last show, it doesn't require you to use your imagination. It doesn't require you to stretch. All of the information that I'm sharing and all the information that I will be sharing in this series is no different. So these seven S's, what are we? Now, obviously, I can't give away everything during the intro because there would be no reason to listen to the show. The cost of this series is $125. If you join today or if you sign up today, the cost is $100. You get a 25% discount for early registration. Also, if you listen to the last series and you sign up for today, you get a $25 discount. So, again, we're trying to make it affordable for everyone. But at the same time, because the series does come with a 250-page workbook, and it also comes with 7 hours of audio. At the end of the series, you get the workbook and the audio. At the conclusion of every show, like I've done previously, I email all of the paid participants each show at the conclusion of each show, and then I email you the entire series in one email with all 7 hours. I will be sending out the workbook or the book tomorrow right before the first series or the first show. So the first seal, these seven seals, my brothers and sisters, are very, very important. The last seal, which I can't reveal, obviously, during this show, because then there would be no reason for you to listen to it, but this is the one that reverses your DNA or reverses the chakra. These seven seals or these seven S's are stamps. They are marks. They are signs that entrap, that snare, and entangle your chakra systems. They actually reverse the spin of your chakra systems. Your chakra systems are wheels in the middle of the wheel that it talks about in the book of Ezekiel. These are portals or doorways or gateways. Now, the word chakra is a Sanskrit word. I don't really like that term or that word chakra, but everybody's familiar with it. People get really angry or upset because I use, for example, a good friend of mine had some issues or concern, and you know, we was doing shows together, and he's like, "Well, brother, your message is too Christianese. You have a lot of biblical stuff in it, and we don't believe in the Bible, but we believe in what you say about the biological aspects and the scientific aspects, but we don't believe in the biblical aspects of your message." Brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand, because one of the seven seals is the S word, salvation. Now, salvation is a very interesting thing because the word salvation comes from the word salvage, which comes from the word salve. Now, I don't know about you, but the word Christ means ointment. It means to smear some type of liquid or fluid, and the smearing of that liquid leads to the healing of the body, spiritually speaking. Now, I've talked about and I've done shows on the word colostrum, which is a liquid, which is a milky, oily, it's like the land flowing with milk and honey. It is a oily, milky, honey-licking substance that is released by the brain that covers or christens the brain. Very, very close, or I would say identical, to what happens spiritually happens biologically, which I've proven in the last series, which I will prove in this series. The next S word that seals the cells in this dimension, that's one of the seven S's, or one of the seven serpents, that's going to be discussed during this series, that is the seven seals that actually scientifically prove it, it reverses the spin or spintronics of the cells. So instead of you spinning clockwise, you spin counterclockwise. Instead of you producing matter, you produce antimatter. Instead of you having the mind of Christ, you have the mind of the Antichrist. Anti means, does not mean against, it means in place of. The reason why this show and this upcoming 7-hour series and this new book, again, starts tomorrow, costs $125. Sound today, it's $100. If you listen to the last series, I'll give it to you for $75. It's very important that you please be on this series. We first break down the word serpent. Do you know that the serpent is the most important symbol in all of the esoteric communities, and all of Christianity? Every religion has a serpent, and every occult religion has a serpent. How in the world can the good side and the bad side both have the same symbol? Well, we got to break it down. All civilizations, what's the number one symbol of the Freemasons? Number one symbol. Do you know that most pagan groups have existed 5,000 years before Christianity was even a thought? Do you know Albert Pike, who is the grand wizard? He wrote a book called Morals and Dogma. Albert Pike, we will break him down during the series. He said this. He says, you will recall that Masonry is identical to the ancient mystery religions of Egypt, which means that all of their teachings in all of their books are precisely the same as ours. This was a quote from Albert Pike, a 30th grand wizard, 33rd degree Mason, the founder, if you will, of American Freemasonry. So Albert Pike reveals that all of the mystery religions throughout all of the history and throughout all of the globes, they all worship the serpent in various ways. We're going to look at the Phoenicians. We're going to look at Egypt. We're going to look at Tyre. We're going to look at India. We're going to look at Saipan, Jaipan, or Japan, or Pan, the god Pan. We can look at We can look at the north of America. We can look at the Buddhists, Hinduism. All religions, according to Albert Pike and according to Morals and Dogma, all religions, according to Manly P. Hall, according to Helen Belansky, according to the Lucent Trust, they all say the same thing. The serpent is the symbol and the prototype of the universal Savior who redeems the world by giving creation knowledge. That's a quote from Manly P. Hall's book, Secret Teachings of All Ages. So in this series, these seven S's are the most important because this is the only way to reverse the spin of the brain. This is the only way to reverse the spin of the seven chakras. Now, we talked about in this last show, you know that there are 10. That represents the 10 bodies or the 10 systems. So your blood, everything in you oscillates or vibrates. How do I reverse that so that it becomes anti? You think good. How do I reverse it? These are the seven S's that reverse your chakra system. These are the seven seals of the serpent. Now, again, let's go. I can't tell you all seven seals because one of the seven, once I say it, you're not going to believe it. It's going to be very tough, but I have the science to go with it along with the scripture to back it up. These seven seals keeps you trapped in this dimension. So in chapter one of the book, I break down who is Satan. It's contrary to what you've been taught. I break down chapter two of the book. What does Satan want? Satan or the snake. Then chapter three of the book, seal number one. Seal number one, I give you this one. Seal number one, society. Because I know you're going to think what I think. When I think of the word society, I think of a group of people. Isn't that what you think? Yeah, that's not what the word society means. Society, again, we're going to break it down during this series, brothers and sisters, because what has happened and what is happening to us is that the Masonic And the occult symbols. Now remember, symbols are universal. Language is not. Let me say that again. Symbols are universal. They're like music. When everyone sees the symbol, regardless of their culture, their race, or their religion, their DNA on a subconscious level senses the same thing. Let me say it again. The devil doesn't use language. He uses symbols. So when you see the goat of Mendes, when you see the Baphomet, when you see the Star of David, when you see the pentagram, it has an effect on your DNA, regardless of your race. So the cosmogrator uses that to seal your soul. He uses that to seal your cells. He uses that to create a society. So his society, the society of Hermes Trismegistus, the society of Helen Blavatsky, of Antoine LaVey, of Albert Pike, of all of these gentlemen who understand the what they call the infernal symbol. And they use these symbols as signs to seal. So these seven S's seal your soul to keep it from oscillating or vibrating. It reverses the spin of the 10, not 7, the 10 chakras. They are clockwise. When you experience these seven S's, which we're going to talk about during this series, the god Pan. Now, Satan is not, they believe that Pan, Yah Pan, Pan again is the negation of God. That he is a force. He's not necessarily a particular person. Now, remember, Lucifer, according to Albert Pike's book, Morals and Dogma, now again, we're going to talk a lot about that book. We're going to talk about the double-headed eagle, which represents Master Teacher 33. It represents the number 33, but we all been taught it was an eagle, right? It's not an eagle. It's a phoenix. We all look at the presidential seal, and we believe that it's an eagle. The eagle has been replaced by the phoenix. The original national bird is the phoenix. Look at the eight. Look at 1841. The national bird was replaced. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. Overstand. But the phoenix represents the brotherhood. It is the symbol of ancient Egypt. It is a symbol of the founding fathers who used it to reverse the first official seal of the United States. The United States. States are mental dispositions. States is a demonic disposition. United means a group of them, 200 to be exact, that fell on Mount Herb. They got to Mount Hermon. They got together and they designed symbols. There was a gentleman by the name of Charles Thompson. You want to blow your cookies? Look that name up. So Charles Thompson established them. Now we're going to break all of this down. This is all inside of Manly P. Hall's, who was a 33rd degree Mason, by the way. And he wrote all of this stuff down, along with Albert Pike and all of these other cats. Now, these seven seals, the first seal being your society, uses the triangle of Solomon and the spinning kirka, the spinning circle. I've taught that for the last 20 years. Every scary movie, you will see a circle with a triangle or a circle with a pentagram in it. Every scary movie I watch, they have that in there. There's a reason why they have that in there, because it's a symbol that is a seal. So it is not the language that seals the soul, it's the symbol. And the number one symbol, the hexagram. Now, I talked about the hexagram. It is a hexagram. Gram is grammar. Hex means charm or spell. It is a hexagram. It is a hexachord. And it is a hexagon. Math, music, and language, the three immutable laws of this dimension, seal the soul. And do you know the difference between the Star of David and the star of a hexagram? We have to break that down through the series. They look exactly the same, but they are not. And so the difference between the Star of David and the official seal, again, of the hexagram is very important, because when you look at them, the hexagram is a very powerful symbol for all witches, all magicians, and all sorcerers. It's in all of the ancient texts. That is why this is so important. So the number one S, my brothers and sisters, that establishes the NWO, the New World Order, based upon Alice Bailey's book called Education of the New Age, which is designed to establish a world civilization, a.k.a. society. That's the first S. We're going to break it down a little further during the series because it's a cookie blower. They're replacing the cornerstone with the caps, and they are using social norms and hidden codes. So you don't know what the social norm is, right? The social norm is the rules of a group. What rules? What group? I didn't know I was in no group. Did you? We're all in part of a group, brothers and sisters. Your job is to understand the hidden codes. They're not written. They're hidden. They're in symbols. Charles Taz Russell founded the Jehovah Witness, was a 33rd degree Freemason. What about my boy who established, what about Jesse Jackson? What about Robert Shuler? What about Oral Roberts? What about my boy Billy Graham? What about Norman Vincent Peale? What about Kenneth Copeland? Do you know these guys? Do you understand the depth of the deception? What about T.D. Jakes? What about Creflo Dollar? I can go on and on and on, and I need the proof. Anybody can say that. But let's go deeper. What about the modern translations of the Bible? Have you ever heard of Westcott and Hoyt? You want to Google those two names. Now, we're going to break it down during the series. Westcott and Hoyt. These were two Satanists. They were the founders of the Hermes Club. They were a member of Madame Blavatsky's cult. Westcott and Hoyt, they wrote all modern versions of the Bible that you read. Who wrote the NIV? Now, we already talked about it in the last series, why 1 John 5:7 is not in none of the new translations. Don't believe it? Go to Google and type it in. We discussed that in the last series. That's the symbols. Again, they are establishing a social, these are social scientists that are establishing social paths. You don't know that you are on a social path to get you off of your life path. And if they can't get you sociologically, they're going to do to you what they did to me. They're going to get you psychologically because they know you, you know, you like psychology. You like biology. You like all of the ologies. Maybe they don't get you. Maybe you like theology. It's still an ology. They're still going to get you. So society is number one, and we gotta break that down. What about the second S? Let's give you the second S, salvation. Hold up, Doc. You mean to tell me salvation? Yeah, you guys know that there's a bunch of different ways, quote unquote, to get saved, right? Now, I told you guys about how what happened to me. Now, I've challenged any listener that if you can find altar call in the Bible, please call me. Email me. Send me a smoke signal. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. If you can find an altar call in the Bible, what is an altar call? Where you get up and respond to a verbal call. What is it? Why is it inside? Why do churches do it? You know what King Solomon said? He said, wisdom is meaningless. What have I been doing? Ecclesiastes 1:12. Now, again, the second S is salvation. You got a counterfeit conversion. Now, I know. It's contrary to your theology. I understand. It's been me 20 years. I had a counterfeit conversion for 20 years. And I wonder why I was a bigger demon than I was before I got saved. Because I had a counterfeit conversion. I got the wrong spirit. Do you know, which I will break down in this series, that the occult community called the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit? Do you know that they believe in the same spirit that you believe in? Now, nobody believes me, but that's why I got to break it down. That's why the last series I gave you the biological, I gave you the electrical, and I gave you the chemical evidence of Christ living in you. But you see, the simplicity of Christ, this simplicity is the problem. You see, the serpent requires that you seek after knowledge of good and evil, instead of resting in the finished work of Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Yahushua. You see, the gospel is biblically defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. And if you don't know that gospel, you indeed kimchi. And what we have, brothers and sisters, we have a man-made tradition that God doesn't require, but man does, and the serpent does. And it is this hoop jumping that turns you into the serpent. You see, my brothers and sisters, salvation is the second S that seals your soul. It reverses your spin. Your chakra system starts spinning in the opposite direction. So when they spin in the right direction, it brings on Christ consciousness. When they spin anti-clockwise, it brings out antimatter. What is matter? How do you produce an atomic bomb? You need antimatter. Not matter, antimatter. See, anti doesn't mean against. Anti means in place of. So during this series, I'm going to prove to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, these seven S's put the serpent in place of salvation. And again, number one, what's the number one thing that they use? Society. But it's not what we've been taught. The second thing that they use, salvation. They give you a counterfeit conversion. So you moseying right along, you think you saved, right? But you ain't got no power. You have the form of godliness, but you have no power. See, the gospel, the words, the thoughts need only to be prayed or preached in the power of the Holy Ghost to hold or to seal. Romans 1:16. Now, so why do the Luciferians use the same Holy Ghost? Because the word ghost is the G host. Look at the word ghost. G. What is on the symbol of Freemasonry? G. What G? God. What God? It is a God host. The word holy just simply means you are set apart by a God that hosts your body. The question I have for you, which God is hosting your body? Now, I know you think it's the big G. You better make sure that it's not the Freemason G. That's what I had. But how did I get it? The third seal, brothers. The third seal, sisters, is sorcery. But it's not the sorcery. It's not all mystical and demonic that we think, right? You think it's some of the guy like on Harry Potter walking around with a stick? No. Let's go to the Greek. The Greek word magos, M-A-G-O-S, it means sorcery. It means magician. It means wise man. You see, this word is associated with the RX that's on every person that's in pharmacy. It means pharmacy or medicine. It means pharmakeia, Acts chapter 8, verse 11. You see, this word in the Greek means magi. It means magician. It means sorcery. It means pharmakeia. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. The third S, my brothers and sisters, the third S. Now, am I saying that anybody that's practicing medicine, are they all sorcerers? No. You see, the root meaning of the word in the Greek means prisoner. It means drugger. Someone who drugs you to keep you prisoner. So most people give you drugs to help you. These types of drugs are given to stimulate hallucinations and visions. These drugs, this type of pharmakeia, artificial drug that is designed to stimulate the body chemistry to produce a false spiritual experience, sorcery. Now, there's a lot of drugs that do that. One is DMT. The other one is the ayahuasca. Another one is mushrooms. So we're going to break down what is the third seal, the third S during this series, sorcery. So your modern day pharmacists are not the sorcerers. The true sorcerers are the guys who use and promote drugs for the sake of producing a artificial religious experience. And it is the over-understanding of what the scripture says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are self-evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensualism, idolatry, sorcery. We are going to break down the third S, the third thing that reverses the spin so that you become the Antichrist. Remember, your goal is to be the Christ. But the RX, that stands for Horus, Zeus, and Apollo, and we're going to break down Jupiter, that brings the three D's, devils, drugs, and doctors. My brothers and my sisters, this third seal, this third S is a big one because modern-day medicine, what is modern-day medicine? Modern-day medicine is modern-day sorcery because they're using medication to produce an altered state in the brain, not to heal the body. It's when you take anything that alters your state, there's a bunch of them that do that. What's the fourth S? Science. What's number? No, that's the fourth. Was that the fourth or fifth one? I think that was the fourth. No, fifth one. That was the fifth one. The last two, yeah, you guys got to tune in for the last two. Those are the cookie blowers. My brothers and my sisters, again, the series starts on June the 1st. Cost of the series is $125. Again, $100 for the 7-hour audio, $25 for the book, 300-page workbook that comes along. Just like with the last series, I think providing a workbook so that way you can follow along actually adds a little bit more to the learning process. Again, I will email that out tomorrow. Please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the donation. If you listen to the last series, again, you get a $25 discount. The cost is $100 for the series and the book. If you didn't listen to the last series, it's $125 for both the book, if you would like the book, or $100 just for the audio. Audio and workbook is $125. Just for the audio is $100. Just for the workbook is $25. Again, this series is very important because we talked about the good on the last series, how Christ biologically, electrically, and chemically dwells in you. Now, this series, we talk about the seven words that start with the letter S that changes your spin, which is your consciousness, from Christ consciousness to anti-Christ consciousness. Very, very important. Again, go to the website at masterteacher33.com and click on the link that says donation. My brothers, my sisters, again, this is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because He will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.